With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. If you've driven by Marshfield Clinic in Minocqua lately, you've seen the progress being made on the 12-bed hospital due to open in April of next year. Last Friday, Marshfield Clinic Health Systems held a topping-off ceremony to celebrate the last steel beam to be placed on the 72,000-square-foot facility. They also treated employees and construction workers to a catered picnic lunch. Dr. William Melms, Chief Medical Officer for MCHS, took note of the contributions and support by staff and others.
I need everyone here to know that all of you who supported this project share in this moment of realization of the project. You are looking at the future of healthcare here in Minocqua, and you should be proud. Proud to be part of providing this gift to all of the people of the Northwoods.
Minocqua Area Chamber Executive Director Crystal Westfall said the hospital was welcomed.
Just having these services provided to our local population and visitors alike is going to be amazing. We're just so excited to have this expansion happen, mainly because it's going to be needed now and well into the future. You know, we've watched all of the local models of the aging populations in our Northwoods communities. We know that it's a possibility that we are going to need these services more certainly in the future than right now.
Melms took special note of the late Tom Handrick, a vocal supporter of the clinic's plans to build the hospital, including at various public hearings on the conditional use permit needed for the hospital. One of the nation's top experts on a changing climate will be in Three Lakes Saturday, along with two friends. They are billed as the three tenors of climate change. Ken Kroll has more.
Dr. Ben Santer of California's Lawrence Livermore Lab, Dr. Hernando Garzon of California, and Chip Duncan, a documentary filmmaker, will be at Three Lakes Center for the Arts. Santer says the presentation is an opportunity to hear from the public on what their concerns are and to have a conversation without the loud back and forth that has occurred. Santer has taken a methodical approach to making the case that climate change is happening.
Climate records, surface temperature records, records of ocean temperature, records of temperature changes high up in the atmosphere, records of changes in clouds or the amount of water vapor in the atmosphere. We look at all of these observations of climate change and compare them with computer model predictions of how climate should be changing as humans burn fossil fuels and increase levels of heat-trapping greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
He says multiple places indicate a changing climate, not just average temperature, and it's all the data together that makes the case. He says the situation is such that we can't wait any longer to make changes.
We can't just kick the can down the road and leave this real and serious problem for our kids and grandkids to deal with. That would be, in the words of my son, an epic fail.
Santer, Garzon, and Duncan will be at the Three Lakes Center for the Arts Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The Chamber of Commerce is noting Rhinelander Chamber Month with a renewed emphasis on marketing and getting new members. Chamber Executive Director Lauren Sackett told the Common Council meeting recently they are moving forward with plans.
We identified two major priorities with various objectives that will be critical to our future success. We will be working over the next several years to increase our collective impact as a community and an organization and redefine what it means to be a chamber member. And we will be working to be a leader at the roots of community development.
Sackett says they will continue to provide events in the community and promote businesses and be an informational hub to the community. She says their new strategic plan will be posted to the website in the next couple of weeks. Nearly 400 Wisconsin National Guard soldiers heading to Afghanistan received a send-off over the weekend at UW Stout in western Wisconsin. The Eau Claire-based battalion and its subordinate companies will deploy as security element for coalition forces operating in the region. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin had plans to meet with a number of laid-off Shopko employees today in Green Bay. The company filed for bankruptcy earlier this year, closed all its stores, and laid off 3,000 workers in Wisconsin. Baldwin sent a letter to private equity firm Sun Capital calling on company leaders to establish a fund to pay severance for all Shopko workers affected by the liquidation. She says they reported receiving little to no severance pay, and many employees worked decades for Shopko. An Oneida County jury has found a 31-year-old man guilty of trying to meet an underage girl for sex. The girl Anthony Zonke was talking to was actually an undercover agent with the Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigation. Zonke said he changed his mind and he was driving away from the meeting place when he was arrested last October. He will be sentenced July 31st. Our forecast today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 83. For tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 85. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.